Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
No more sit-ups, no more push-ups and a watered-down bleep test. Garda bosses have significantly relaxed the fitness test for new entrants to the force as they struggle to boost recruitment numbers. Figures released last year showed 162 out of the 520 candidates failed the current test. Well, let's get more on this. I'll speak to Pat Murray, former Garda Detective Inspector, in a moment. But first, Niall Moyne, Professor of Health and Human Performance. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Claire.
What do you think about this?
Disappointing. I think it's a retrograde step. I think there's a minimum standard that's required to function as the Garda Síochána. In fact, I was an expert witness for the Human Rights and Equality Commission in a case that was taken by two members of the public that couldn't join the Garda on age discrimination. And in the commissioner's affidavit, he kept pointing out that the reason for this was because of the high levels of fitness that are required to perform optimally as a Garda.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it reflects society. In fact, if I would safely say if you went into a secondary school and asked a 15, 16, 17-year-old to do the test, I'd say 30 to 50% would also fail it. And so it's nothing got to do with ageing. It's due to the fact it's the sedentary world that we live in. And
yep,
I think reducing our standards now is not the way to go.
But we have heard, you know, from the new minister and from others in the election campaign as well, that we should be taking people from all walks of life to go into the Gardaí. And there will be some people who will be doing very specific jobs that will be desk jobs, essentially. I mean, why should they have to pass a fitness test?
Well, look, there's two ways of looking at that. We want to reflect society in all industries. So let's say medicine or surgery, well, let's take in everyone just because we want to have a wide spectrum of the population in that specific job. That doesn't mean that you don't meet a minimum requirement. It's just, think about a guard, the physicality involved in being a guard. They work 10-hour shifts over 4 days or 12-hour shifts. They can be called upon at any time. There's a minimum standard required. And remember, from a national security perspective, it is also extremely important. So if you start this downward momentum, where are we going to be in 10 years' time? In fact, the current standards are average. And any individual with 6 months of intensive training, any individual under the age of 50 would easily pass that test with the correct training program.
Mm-hmm. Pat Murray, do you think this is a good idea, this change?
Well, yeah, I'd be up to the opposite of you. I think it's a good idea on the basis that, number one, I know when I joined in 1985, there were 60 of us and we were all pretty fit going in there and we were super fit coming out. But we all had our own individual within ourselves to keep fit, you know, and most guys were playing football or hurley or rugby or whatever, like, and had some of them were playing for counties, you know. So, like, I think when you look at the figures, like, out of 500 people that have done the test and 162 have failed, I think it's a missed opportunity of those 162, people who could bring a skill set to an Garda Síochána and make them a more professional force. I'm just thinking about people, let's say, 50 years of age or under it. Some of them will be married, they'll have children, they'll have life experience, and their life experience will pay into some of the jobs they may be doing, like if they're in the protected services unit, mm-hmm. who deal with all sexual crimes, coercive control, domestic violence, all that type of stuff. They may be able to bring something far greater than, let's say, the ordinary policeman who is maybe 19 or 20 years of age and hasn't worked in the wider world before joining
so
the Guard.
So are you saying it's only the guard on the beat who needs to be physically fit? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. There has to be a degree of fitness. But I think that reducing the degree of requirement is a positive thing, because I think people applying for the Guards, now that they're opening it up to 50 years of age, you know, a lot of people are going to bring a lot of pluses with them, and that has to be certainly welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that the training is being eradicated totally or anything of that nature. It's still there. It's just the threshold has been reduced, and hopefully to get more people into the Guards. But what I'm saying is that people who are over their 30s or in their 40s, can bring a lot to the Guard.
But Niall is saying in your 40s you should still be able to do a few push-ups.
It depends on the individual and the, you know, themselves. I don't want to, you know, Niall knows what he's talking about, but I know people of 50 years of age who wouldn't be able to do a number of push-ups like that, but they still have a very clear brain and they're very, very...
And they still have a place in the Guards, is what you're saying. I mean, Niall, what do you say to that? People who can't do the sit-ups and the press-ups and the push-ups and so on, they still have an awful lot to offer. And if you don't let them in, you're ruling them out.
Without a doubt. And many of the comments made there were absolutely spot on. I would have no issue with that. If they are going to be employed by Ngard the Síochána and they're not going to be out on the beat, they're going to have desk jobs 24/7. I have absolutely no issue with that. It's the Guard on the beat. And I think there's a few issues here. I mean, we do this test once. They're never tested again for the rest of their career. So I think that whole issue, we don't even know what the minimum standard actually is for Ngard the Síochána. We spend $2 billion a year on the Guard the Síochána. I'm sure we can put a little bit aside, you know, to actually assess this to a much greater depth. I think I should. I mean, this thing about 40 and 50 year olds not being able to achieve the standard, I do not agree with that. There's a wonderful study done in America in the 1960s where they took a group of men who were going to, it was an ASL study, they put them in bed for 21 days to see how they would age, similar to gravity. They took these guys back 30 years later, and obviously their fitness level had decreased. They were now 50 years of age. They put them on a 6-month training program, and they got back to the exact same fitness level that they had when they were 20. So with the proper program, and in fact, going back to Pat, I think it's Pat there, he was saying that there are these people and they don't attain the fitness level. If I thought there was 162 people and there was some really, really good people there, I would go out of my way to have individual programs for these people, maybe over a 6 to 8 month period, and I can guarantee you the vast majority of them would actually pass the test.
So what you're saying is, rather than change the standards, the fitness standards, you say to people, before you come near the application process, go off for 6 months and get fit and come back to me.
As you would do for any occupation. I mean, why would you not? Why would you take that test knowing that you're not? Because you can do most of these tests at home, so you can figure out very, very quickly, and they are not burdensome. Most of the standards are basically the average for the person's age, so they're easily attainable standards. And if you want the job badly enough, you'll find a way to get fit. Believe you me.
Well, that means then that you're saying that the Gardaí should have more resources than sort of a pre entry fitness regime to have the resources to pump into that, because you are going to be saying to people, you need to get a program now, you need to go off and do it, we need to probably monitor you before you go and apply for the Guards.
Well, there is currently a program, you can actually, it's a commercial program now. I don't know anything about it, I just looked this morning to see there is a program, but you go to any personal fitness trainer, go down to the local GAA club and spend 6 months with them, there's a pretty good likelihood that now that your fitness level will improve, and particularly the lower your current fitness level, the greater the change that you're actually going to see.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how the Guards themselves, the ones who are in there now, Pat, will feel about this relaxation of the test. Will they be bothered by it at all?
No, they won't be bothered one bit about it. But what I would say there, that Niall was saying a very valid point, is that when you leave Temple Moor, you're not asked again to do any type of test or you know, so I spent 33 years in the Guards after I left Temple Moor in January 86. I wasn't asked to account for my fitness in any way.
No one asked you to do sit-ups?
No. And I did, I always kept a little bit fit. And I had to pride myself on saying I'd done the Gale Force when I was 50 years of age,
right.
You know. It was done for charity and there was a motivation, but I got myself fit for it and that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of merit in what Niall says there about keeping fit, but I think if it isn't still, I'm going to the Guards, I have to have a degree of fitness, well, I'm going to train and be sort of fit for when I am called, mm-hmm. You know. I think anyone who really wants a job will do that, you know.
Yeah, just looking at what before this change that we're hearing about, you had to do between 16 and 37 sit-ups, between 9 and 24 press-ups, depending on your age and gender, and run between 660 metres and 1,240 metres on the bleep test, which people might be familiar with, Niall. Is that something that most people should be able to do?
Yeah, and it's on a sliding scale. In fact, the numbers are reduced the older age group that you're currently in. So it that's why it is a pain. In fact, patch play, I would have a much bigger issue with the maintenance of fitness rather than the entry fitness. And that's an issue that really needs to be addressed. There's roughly 15,000. They're looking to have a maximum number of 15,000 Gardaí. And I think there needs to be a cultural shift in the thinking. And this isn't about us and them, you know, the commissioner, etc. It's about a culture shift where looking after the Gardaí, the mental issues that they have, the psychological stress that they have, and fitness is very, very important for all of those as well. Mm-hmm. And what I suggest, and I have suggested, there are institutions in this country that could do this testing, and no Gardaí would have to go more than 30 kilometres. If we did 3,000 a year, in the summertime, we could do 3,000 Gardaí every year. So every 5 years, every single member and if we think they're regressing, we just give them a program.
Yeah,
but at least we feel that they're valued.
We're losing your line a little bit there, Niall, but I think we get the sense of what you're saying. And there's probably people listening going, well, should we have this for every person in the country, not just the Gardaí, to make sure we're all fit and healthy. Pat Murray and Niall Moynagh, thank you both for joining us on the program. Now, coming up next, we're going to be hearing about Dublin's forgotten red light district. That's after this.